This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. So this is a topic that's not very easy to talk about because, you know, it's kind of not very popular on both sides of the aisle. I'm not talking political aisle, but medical provider versus patient. And you've seen the headline where a nurse got fired for whistleblowing on a psychiatric medical center where staff was drugging the patients so they would go to sleep. And not bug them and be less of a hassle. And she was punished for raising these issues. Yeah, when you bring up issues at work that need to be fixed and people don't want to fix them, they get rid of you. It just expect that. And so she had apparently worked at the hospital for 31 years, according to her attorney. She's now suing the hospital because she's suing the hospital. This is all coming out. And apparently they would give patients, allegedly, Benadryl, even pediatric patients. And Benadryl makes you sleepy. It's an antihistamine, can make you very drowsy. To me, it gives me a hangover the next day. I really don't like it. But it's an antihistamine that we use for itch and allergies, etc., but it makes you sleepy. And one little joke, which is not funny at all among parents, is when their kids, you know, are bugging them and they're not sleeping well at night, they give them some Benadryl and the kid falls asleep. And we wonder why we have a sleeping pill epidemic. You know, now, if parents are drugging their kids with Benadryl, you know, these kids are having trouble sleeping on their own. Well, in a psychiatric hospital or hospital setting, if a patient is asleep, they can't keep ringing the bell, ringing the buzzer for the nurse to come. Now, what always concerns me about these headlines coming out and making, getting media attention, is people say, well, wait a second, if that happened at that hospital, it could happen at a lot of hospitals. And we want everyone to calm down. No, these were probably some rogue, alleged, they're not guilty until proven innocent, or they're innocent until proven guilty. But if they did do this, this was just a small group of idiots, okay? The problem is I can't lie to you guys. People drugging patients happens a lot. I don't know if you guys remember when we talked about this case in Indiana that happened earlier this year where somebody was putting clonazepam, which is a benzodiazepine, a sedative, into people's food and also drugging them with narcotics because they were being disruptive. So, and again, that's just two hospitals, but if you guys Google and you search, you'll see there's a lot of cases of staff getting fired for either falsifying records to include a sedative, such as what's going on in New Jersey, or just giving a sedative. And you as a patient would probably be scared to death. I'd be. You know, this is why we always talk about having patient advocates. Have somebody in the room that's watching everything you give, knowing what the doctor's orders are. I mean, you'll be a pain in the butt to the staff, but at least you'll make sure that your loved one doesn't get something that they shouldn't. So we always talk about on the show why patients don't like doctors and why patients don't like staff and what ticked them off. Do we ever really talk about what patients do that get on doctors' nerves or nurses' nerves or staff's nerves? And, you know, we've talked about it, you know. Remember we had that whole you got to pay your bill, right, discussion? Yeah, don't see the provider and go, oh, you know what, you're nice, so you just won't pay my bill. You know, even if you can't pay the bill, show you want to try, even if it's like $5 a month, right? But just going, well, up yours and, you know, making that sign, no, okay, they're not going to like you. Any patient that, gosh, one patient was like patting me on the butt Oh, gosh, I wanted to cut his hand off. Another one grabbed my boob. So, you know, if you touch your doctor or medical provider, okay, they're going to hate you. I discharge that person faster than he can even say butt, which is it's kind of a big subject, okay? And then patients who just really, really try your patients, where you come up with a regimen, you work with them, they don't follow that regimen, and they blame you for not, you know, you're going to get frustrated. And, you know, you're not going to want to work with those patients. You're a human being. You know, I don't care how complex your case is, but if I'm working with you and then you blow those recommendations off for no good reason and then you blame me for you not being better, okay, that's a problem. So, unfortunately, people who have mental illness are the most vulnerable at being abused in certain settings by their caretakers or by staff because they might not have the same behavior as non-mentally ill patients have. So a provider will maybe take it personally, or they'll be like, gosh, this person's being a jerk. And unless you understand psychiatric illness, you will become frustrated, and you can't. You have to realize, well, you know, that's their illness. And, you know, in medical school and osteopathic school, we get trained very, very well on mental illness. But we can't hide the fact that sometimes it just wears on us. And so did this happen? Are these drugging incidents a result of you guys being bad? No. No, these are people in the hospital who are vulnerable, and they're among people that are human beings that might be predators, that might, you know, be abusive. Or what I really think is going on is lazy. I think we have a much more lazy society right now. Not the millennials. These are people, millennials to me aren't lazy at all. I really love the millennials. But, you know, people that are, you know, maybe they're on pot. I don't know. But they're like, you know what? I just don't want to keep getting up. And so these shortcuts or ways to do less work seems to kind of be the goal as opposed to why don't we make sure the patient's comfortable or meet their needs. And so to me, one of the next public health crises is people being lazy or people being unmotivated or people finding shortcuts or people disliking patients. Now, our medical system, with the way it is now, makes it very, very hard for a patient to even have a chance to be loved by their medical provider. You never get to see the same medical provider or staff. You have to be rushed through because corporations are now putting time limits. And so I'm really, you know, we're cut off, so we're kind of on bumper. But I'll get back to this after break. 1-877-DOT-SOLID. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last year, a WFAA, Channel 8, Dallas, Texas investigation looked into Texas nursing homes. And revealed questionable practices in the hiring of caregivers who would be, well, actually, it was an investigation looking at the hiring of criminal caregivers, but then they uncovered inappropriate and unnecessary drugging of residents. And their latest report, and this was back in 2018, was called Drugged and Dying. And News 8 investigative reporter Charlotte Huffman found that 96% of Texas nursing homes admit they're giving drugs to residents who don't need them. 96% of Texas nursing homes admitted it. I mean, I don't know which is more mind-boggling, the 96% or that these nursing homes admitted they're giving drugs to residents who don't need them. According to the FDA, unnecessary use of antipsychotic medication kills 15,000 nursing home patients every year. Of all the drugs used as chemical restraints, antipsychotics are the most widespread and maybe the most dangerous. They say the federal government has previously caught drug manufacturers from properly promoting their antipsychotic drug use, drugs for use in nursing homes. As a result, nursing homes pledged to reduce the improper use of these drugs on the residents. But their reporting, WFAA, found that many facilities may have found a way to give the drugs to the residents anyway. Before nursing homes can give residents antipsychotics, new federal guidelines require doctors to diagnose them with at least one of three mental illnesses, the most common being schizophrenia. The WFAA analysis of nursing home data showed that under this new rule, the number of residents diagnosed with schizophrenia skyrocketed 26%. Now, you know, and I know schizophrenia is rare. People have it. It's a lot more common than we think, but it's rare. So in the nursing home setting, to have such a big, large percentage of people having schizophrenia, something's wrong. Now, schizophrenia usually actually develops in a person's 20s. They don't just get schizophrenia. Now, they may become psychotic, have psychotic episodes, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have schizophrenia. So they say various healthcare officials and advocates, when reached for comment, found WFAA's findings troubling. Dr. Daniel Pearson, head of psychiatry at Methodist Hospital, always questions the first-time schizophrenia diagnosis of an elderly nursing home resident. He said such a diagnosis, especially to sedate, may be inappropriate and dangerous. He told WFAA he wasn't surprised. The diagnoses being legitimate or probably not. And you see, my concern with any sort of sedation is if they aren't sedated properly and they get up in the middle of the night, they could trip and fall, break a hip, you know, crack their head, bleed easily. So, attorney Ernest Tosh, according to experts, experts say the practice of drugging patients may be due to low staffing levels. Texas, unlike most other states, lack minimum nursing home staffing requirements. They say about 70% of a nursing home expenses are staffing. So if they can cut back on staffing, they could directly increase their profitability. Ernest Tosh handles nursing home lawsuits. So in an effort to cut costs, nursing homes may drug the patient rather than hire the additional staff. So you know how we used to use physical restraints? Well, medication is chemical restraints. I'll give you a medication that sedates you so you don't move or get up. Now, one of you had emailed about disruptive patients. You know, what happens when you have somebody yelling and it disrupts the floor? They're screaming and yelling. You know, usually what hospitals do, well, they'll put him in or her in a room. You don't necessarily drug them. Somebody who is that disruptive and that agitated, you know, we find out what it is. If they're in pain, you address it. You know, but if they're going to disrupt their you know, suite mates or their roommates, we put them in a room where they could be by themselves. You got to be go careful with that, because word gets out, that's how you get a private room, then that's how you get a private room. But, yeah, I've, you know, heard of it happening where, you know, if somebody's really, really agitated and, you know, they're not of sound mind, the, you know, provider will give them something to rest and sleep, because if they don't sleep, that could also amplify their mental illness, and it helps put them at ease. But the problem with that is what is the diagnosis or the what is the definition of disruptive? If somebody is having a panic attack, is anxious, and having an episode that could be hurting themselves, all right, then, you know, an intervention is required, all right? But if they're just singing or, you know, asking for things and bugging the staff, does that mean they have to be drugged? So, you know, who's making the judgment call? They say the WFAA investigation found one Dallas area nursing home that medicated residents to sedate. Staff at the nursing home had a term for the practice. They said, take this lady to China. That's what a nursing home worker told WFAA. And what does that mean? It just could be any medication that'll put the person to sleep. So they took that lady to China, but then she ended up going into the hospital, and she never came back from the hospital. So the medication caused a major side effect. And the average person is medicated without their knowledge. Well, that's assault. So in Texas, there is an informed consent law that requires caregivers to explain what they give the patients and explain the drug side effects. One patient had drugs crushed and hidden in foods and her drink. So they will, a lot of times providers might, or, you know, staff might, I guess, stealth the medication in. And there's numerous stories. So unfortunately, this is something that is a crisis. So we were talking about in the previous segment, you know, where are we now with medical providers and staff and patients? You know, in the olden days, and, you know, it wasn't all storybook, but being an old family doc, having your neighborhood practice, really knowing the patients, you really liked your patients. I, like I said, with the exception of those that grabbed me, I really, really liked my patients. You know, there was rarely one I didn't like. Even if one was complex, that's okay. Because, you know, that helps you hone in on your skills. You know, or if somebody was a talker, good luck. Okay, I could practice how to curtail the conversation. You looked forward to seeing patients. Now medicine is different, and I'm really, really worried. Even if a lot of doctors and staff and nurses out there say, no, I will always love my patients. You can't avoid the fact that medicine is changing to where you are imaginarily being whipped on the back to see patients quickly. And you get fined or dinged or lose salary if you order, you know, X amount of tests, or you give an antibiotic, or you give a pain medicine. So when a patient comes in with a particular problem, even if you don't know them, you might to yourself go, oh no, this is gonna be rough. You already get anxiety based on what you have to do for your employer. You know, on telemedicine, there are certain things you're not supposed to treat. And so if a patient calls in and asks, you tell them, you know, I'm sorry, you know, we have to actually look at the eardrum of your child, or, you know, the fever is just too high for us to guess over the phone. You know, those are very easy things to say. But if the patient is going to yell at you or fight with you or get grumpy or call you names, you already start to freeze a little bit. And almost, you know, want to shy away from that visit. So maybe the term disliking patients is not the true term. Maybe it's wanting to avoid certain patient interactions. Well, if the average medical provider or staff is now in a working situation where they're not incentivized to be in that situation, but it could actually hurt their career being in that situation, they're not going to want to be in that situation. Well, the average patient is always happy. You know, when I go into the doctor, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you be? Okay, well, that's because I'm feeling good. But when I'm in pain, I'm like, help, I hurt, just help, I'm in pain. Okay, I'm not fun when I'm in pain, or I'm post-op, or, you know, I can't pee on my own because the anesthesia is still on board. I'm not a fun patient. So the likelihood of you not being fun is, unfortunately, you know, that's 100%. So, you know, we need to hope that staff and doctors and, you know, medical providers out there, you know, aren't going to have these biases. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Turkey's military said it captured a key Syrian border town under heavy bombardment as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day with little sign of letting up despite mounting international criticism. Turkey's continued push into Syria comes days after U.S. President Donald Trump cleared the way for Turkey's air and ground offensive, pulling back U.S. forces from the area, saying he wanted to stop getting involved with endless wars. Trump's decision drew swift criticism that he was endangering regional stability and risking the lives of Syrian Kurdish allies. A heavy downpour and strong winds pounded Tokyo as a powerful typhoon, forecast to be Japan's worst in 6 decades, made landfall and passed over the capital, where streets, nearby beaches, and train stations had been long deserted. Store shelves were bare after people stocked up on water and food ahead of the typhoon, and a coastal earthquake of 5.8 on the Richter scale also rattled the area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can't make this news up. I wish we could, because I wish this wasn't happening. But we were just talking about how PG&E, the electric company in Northern California, or Pacific Gas and Electric Company, had to begin cutting power to customers in response to wildfire conditions. And because of the lawsuits and their liability with the previous fires that happened last year, they decided to be proactive and asked people to switch to emergency generators, causing millions of Californians to have to kind of disrupt their, you know, school, classes canceled, you know, foods melt, you know, frozen foods are melting, florist coolers, you know, florists could be losing their flowers, all sorts of stuff, because they needed to start doing rolling blackouts to prevent wildfires. You would think at this day and age we would figure out how to supply electricity to people without causing a wildfire. But because of the billions of dollars in damage that and lives lost with the previous fire and PG&E's liability, they just start to cut power to customers. And people ticked off. Unfortunately, somebody called it, and fires started to ensue. But this is now in Southern California. And we now have evacuations being ordered and multiple wildfires breaking out across L.A. From what we understand, one man has so far died, and 100,000 have had to flee their homes. The Saddle Ridge Fire broke out after 9 p.m. last night in Sylmar, California, along the 210 freeway. Now, the 210 freeway, it's a very common freeway I use. It goes through Pasadena. When you take the I-15 from Vegas down to L.A., you could go off the 215. That's kind of north and, the northern part of L.A. County, and you could take it into Pasadena. And then the 210 turns, I believe, into the 134 and then the 101. So we are talking about a very, very common a stretch of land, a very, very populous area in California, Southern California, where this fire is. Mandatory evacuation orders have also been issued for 25,000 homes in Granada Hills, Porter Ranch, Oak Ridge Estates neighborhoods. As of 8 a.m. Friday, at least 4,700 acres of land were ablaze and zero containment. That's according to the L.A. Fire Department. Now, hopefully by now, we have some better news. And if we have it, we'll definitely give it to you. Lois Arvixen, 89 years old, of Cala Mesa, she's been missing. And the fire had swept through the mobile home park where she lived. The first fatality, however, was confirmed after a man in his late 50s went into cardiac arrest. You know, smoke, wildfire, all of these things can unfortunately contribute to cardiac arrest. So helicopters made repeated water drops. 1,000 firefighters have been on the ground attacking flames in and around homes, 25 of which have been damaged so far as of this story from Daily Mail. Authorities have ordered mandatory evacuations of the Granada Hills, Porter Ranch, and Oak Ridge Estates neighborhoods, affecting about 100,000 people on the northern edge of the city. At a joint press conference, the L.A. Fire Department and Police Department announced that one person had died. We talked about that. Paramedics did try to perform CPR but couldn't revive them. And, you know, you're looking at just, California is one of the most beautiful states. I was born there, so, I mean, I always have my place there. I might disagree with a lot of the politics going on over there and some of the choices that, you know, they're making, you know, with certain tax rates and things like that. But I love the state as I would love my homeland. It's a beautiful state. And it has a lot of vegetation, a lot of beautiful trees, but we've been having drought. And even though we had a nice, wet winter last winter, summer was kind of dry. So, unfortunately, you have the dry conditions, don't have rain in the near future, so fires can brew. And you're looking at these phenomenal homes just next to these fires that are just sitting ducks. So dozens of schools and universities were closed as administrators urged students to stay safe. A lot of these fires started to rage pretty quickly because of the winds, and people who were driving were able to take footage before, you know, people could come in and start closing it off. Now, land in Northern California from San Francisco to the Oregon border still remains under state of red flag alert. The National Weather Service said hot, gusty winds that usually hit Northern California in October, sometimes called the Diablo winds, would persist into Friday morning. So that's why we're seeing the rolling power outages. And they think, according to Riverside County officials, that the fire started when trash being hauled caught fire and the driver dumped the load alongside the road to prevent the truck from being set ablaze. So something caught fire, some trash did and he had to dump it so his truck wouldn't blow up and cause more fire. But the dry grass quickly ignited. And with winds gusting 50 miles an hour, it blew the fire right into the Villa Cala Mesa mobile home park. This is about 75 miles east of downtown L.A. So, Southern California Edison turned off electricity to about 20,000 people in L.A., Ventura, San Bernardino, and Kern counties. But they warned that thousands could lose service as the Santa Ana winds gained strength. So you have the Diablo winds and you have the Santa Ana winds. The pictures are just mind-blowing. And Pacific Gas and Electric handles Northern California, and boy, are people mad. And I, you know, but them choosing to do the shutoffs might have just saved Northern California from fires. Governor Gavin Newsom criticized PG&E and customers complained about the inconveniences caused by the unprecedented blackouts that began midweek. But I mean, what do they want? You know, we were driving around Northern California last year when we went to San Francisco last summer, and I mean, just absolutely exquisite. I still haven't been to Oregon. I've been to Washington, but my guess is Northern California looks very similar to Oregon, and we're talking about forest heaven. Just phenomenal. Phenomenal lands. And really expensive. You know, and, you know, my kids are in the car, and they're like, gosh, I'd love to live here, and I'm like, I would too, but, you know, mommy and daddy got to make a heck of a lot more money. There's no way we'll be able to afford that. But, you know, I told the kids, I go, yeah, but remember, you know, this area just kind of had fires. You know, I mean, sometimes there's a price you pay for living in beautiful forests. Again, you want to live in forest, live in forest. But, you know, we live in the desert, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it may not be, well, it is the sexiest city. I should say it is the sexiest city. But, you know, not having the trees and forests and having desert landscaping, you know, might not appeal to us who are very, very outdoorsy and, you know, really, really love green. But I got to tell you, man, because we don't have a lot of vegetation, thank God we don't have these fires that, you know, rage. And I couldn't imagine what these people are going through right now, where you're in bed, you go to bed early, you take an Ambien, let's say, you're asleep, and you have no idea that you need to evacuate because the fires just spread like wildfire and emergency responders can't get to you. Or you're in a mobile home park and it just goes up. You know, I'm a big fan of mobile homes. I think or RVs, you know, it really makes a lot of economical sense. It really, really does. Unless you live in a place where there's fires, tornadoes, you know, hurricanes. So, you know, you can't really prepare for that. So PG&E probably did the right thing, cutting off power. And in light of them being, you know, vilified last year, they, you know, they had to. They had to. And I know people are mad, but maybe this is hopefully saving a possible fire this year in Northern California. But, you know, people kind of got what they asked for. You know, when you want to sue and you want to make somebody liable, they'll go to court and they'll, you know, take their punishment and they'll take their liability. Then they're going to prevent getting sued next time. And as we talked about with pharmaceutical companies, as we talked about with doctors, as we talked about with any sort of profession that gets sued pretty often, they're going to then not so much change their behavior to the way you want it. They'll change their behavior so they won't get sued. Meaning, all right, if you're going to sue me for providing you power, then no power. Then fine, no opioids. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when we talk about STDs, it's kind of a subject that goes in one ear and out the other. You know, we've been talking about how STDs have been on the rise for a long time. I'd say every month we have a headline that STDs are on the rise. STDs are on the rise. Well, popular science has now made this headline: America's sexually transmitted disease rates are, quote, out of control. And this is probably one of the most emphatic headlines I've seen yet on the STD crisis. And what is also concerning is the CDC is worried about newborns that are being born with syphilis. So I think we need to stop being immune to all the rhetoric on it and start doing something about it. So we don't call them sexually transmitted diseases anymore. We call them sexually transmitted infections. And they are still on the rise, according to the CDC. On Tuesday, they released a report on statistics from 2018, which show historic rates of chlamydia and the worst rates of syphilis and gonorrhea since 1991. Most concerningly, however, the CDC reports a 40% increase in congenital syphilis, which is syphilis that you are born with. If a baby gets syphilis from mom that passes through placenta, it could be deadly. And they have seen a 40% increase since 2017. These numbers now represent the fifth year in a row that STIs have hit all-time highs. In 2018, Jonathan Merman, director of the CDC's National Center for HIV, AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention, noted that rising infection rates showed we were, quote, sliding backwards with systems that identify, treat, and ultimately prevent STDs strained to near breaking point. And this latest report makes it sound like all these systems are basically close to crumbling. So, the CDC still uses the acronym STDs because a lot of people still don't know what STIs are. And sexually transmitted infections or illnesses is a more appropriate term than disease. Even though, yeah, having chlamydia is a disease, having gonorrhea is a disease, in case that, you know, insults somebody, it's better to just call it an illness. And the reason why they use that term is if you do get chlamydia, and you do get it treated appropriately, it might be done and not so much a chronic disease. Yet, herpes can be chronic. HIV can be chronic. Syphilis can be chronic. Gonorrhea can be chronic. HPV can be chronic. So, they're just leaving it up to us doctors if we want to say, well, you know what, this has turned into a disease. Okay? So, this report that looks at chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis doesn't also talk about herpes. HIV is usually reported separately. They say that HIV is stable. I know some places think they're eradicating it. Good. But they say cases of HIV is kind of stable. So, you know, why are STDs, I mean, we haven't had a sexual revolution like in the 1960s. Why are STDs at an all-time high? I mean, CDC received 580,000 reports of gonorrhea, and those are reports they received. Cases surged by 63% since 2014. Chlamydia broke an all-time record, hitting 1.7 million cases. Syphilis, tricky. That increased by 14%, hitting 35,000. I have a couple theories on why it's rising. First, in the 90s, and we talked about this, people treated themselves for STDs without doctors knowing. When doctors were doling out Z-Packs for bronchitis, people were using that Z-Pack not for bronchitis, but for an STD. And so nowadays, it's getting harder to get a Z-Pack. If you go to your local urgent care or telemedicine company and you ask for a Z-Pack, we don't give it. If you have a bronchitis, we're not allowed to treat bronchitis with antibiotics. So what's ended up happening is people aren't treating themselves on their own, so they have to now go in and be seen. So that's one theory. Another theory is, what has happened over the last few years? Because they say STDs have really skyrocketed over the last few years. So one is more difficult to get antibiotics. But what's another thing that's happening? Marijuana has been legalized. And if people are getting stoned and then having sex, the probability of them stopping and going, well, should we get a condom, starts to drop. So I think a lot of STDs are on the rise because people are, you know, under the influence. Then I would probably put the Tinder and the hookup apps and that. But, you know, I really think a lot of people out there do want to be careful. But there's this big push to have sex early on. You know, we talked about dating. Dating is expensive. And the millennial generation and the Generation Zers, you know, don't really have a lot of money. their college education isn't giving them the fancy job that Generation Xers got. So if they want to take somebody out and, you know, take them to a movie, movie prices now are like $13-15 a pop, plus popcorn, plus drink, plus dinner, right? I mean, gas, etc., Uber. Okay, you're looking at a $200 night sometimes. And the idea of, well, you know what, let's wait till we're married, might not really fly with the average guy out there. So, you know, this idea of, well, I'm going to go on a few dates, and maybe I'll wait till 5 dates, or I'll wait till 10 dates, or I'll wait till 5 years, or I'll wait till, you know, 16 months, that's not the dating landscape anymore. And it's a shame, because, you know, I think a lot of people are pressured into having sex when they really aren't ready. And I know it's kind of a very, you know, I don't know, archaic way of kind of looking at, you know, dating and, you know, do guys not want to spend the money? Do girls not want to spend the money? But I mean, you know, if I was a guy, you know, and I had a goal and I didn't want to risk spending $200 and not achieving that goal, I wouldn't probably, you know, that I would probably just kind of go and seek the goal and then maybe put off trying to do the $200 date thing with people. Again, if you're trying to find somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, that's when you got to do the whole courtship and dating and all that. But if you're just wanting to have fun, then you're going to go to the places where you could have fun. And so, you know, a lot of, and I talked to a lot of women, they're like, look, I wanted to wait. I didn't want to sleep with anybody on the first date, but I really liked the guy and I thought he'd leave. Yeah, a lot of us have been in that position where we're like, if I say no and want to wait, I could lose them. And that's just the new landscape now. And it's going to take a bunch of us to go back and go, no, 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 no. We're going to go back to old school. Okay? And I understand that's not very realistic for us in the animal kingdom. I mean, people want to have sex. They want to, you know, be together, and they want to, you know, have intimacy. I get that. And we don't want people rushing into marriage after dating somebody for 2 weeks because they can't, you know, wait. But, and then, you know, end up in divorce. But casual sex has its consequences. And if a baby is going to be born with syphilis and die, we're talking about killing babies here. So, you know, we do have to come up with some plan on how we're going to approach dating, how we're going to approach casual sex, how we're going to approach not getting an STD. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So long, everybody.